Bruce.
Hello, Simon.
Hello, Bruce. How are you?
I'm very well.
Welcome.
Lovely to be here. Yeah, great to be here.
So you're from the Singing Editors Forum?
I've heard this on the way, yes.
Yes.
I heard it announced. This is the founders meeting, founding meeting. The first, but probably not, well, possibly last as well, I think.
All right, so we know you, well, certainly our listeners know you, in the context of the editor of Very Interesting Magazine. Which is still Very Interesting Magazine.
That's good to hear, yes.
Yes.
And thanks for the punt earlier as well. And this one about Very Interesting Magazine.
And a massive contributor to Artscape, I saw.
I do a lot of arts writing. I do,
I have a
website as well and interviews and reviews and all sorts of things as well, yeah.
So you're a man of many talents.
Yes, I think so. I hope so. Keeps me interested and off the street.
And he sings while he's doing all of that.
Out of the zoo. Yeah, you know. So if I was in the zoo, I could get sponsored or something. I don't know.
All right. How long have you been singing for?
A long time. Sort of vaguely professionally or semi-professionally since the mid 90s sometime. I think about 94. With bands and so on. But I've been, involved in other areas. I don't know, since I was about 15. Long time, which is longer than I'd like to mention on radio.
And is guitar your instrument
of
choice?
Yeah, I started playing a piano at 7 or so. My dad's aunt, a wonderful woman who's a wonderful piano teacher, but I was too young to focus and I wanted to go and kick the ball around outside and, you know, play sport and so on.
You wanted to be a boy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I lost the discipline, which I regret, and then the guitar I found easier, taught myself that, and that was it.
So when did you decide to actually start writing songs and producing music?
Not coincidentally, as soon as I had my first girlfriend and had my heart broken.
Felt like that recently. Yeah.
That was what the first song was about, and that song was pretty awful. I think I still have it somewhere. So that started from there, and then just as I sort of developed and found my niche as a writer in general, which is kind of my core competency, I suppose. I love the way you can tell stories with songs and.
Oh, so you've actually gone from the angst and the heartbreak to telling stories.
Yeah, different things. I mean, you've asked me to come in today, so hopefully we'll get to this.
All right.
Would you like to sing for us? Yes, I would like.
What are you going to sing for us? One of your own songs?
Yes, yeah. There's a song, I've got a new EP out. It's called Asked and Answered, which I think is a good title for a journalist.
What's an EP?
It used to be called an elongated player.
Yes.
Which didn't make sense because then the long player came out, which is longer than the EP. it's essentially a short LP, but if you use the correct terminology, it's actually a longer LP.
Oops.
I blame the 60s. There were a lot of drugs. But I don't know. Can you hear me there?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Excellent.
Perfectly.
Fantastic. So this one's called Nineveh, which I thought was just nice. Something from our kind of shared heritage. It's not a song.
That's
about
where Jonah went.
Exactly.
It was the city of Nineveh.
And that's the deal. Is that the thought process there is that Jonah was asked to go there to do a job, and we know that scenario. We're asked to do things we don't want to do, and sometimes we don't do it. And not all of us get swallowed by big fish, but
we
learn our lesson and we go back. Well, there's big fish in Pretoria now, so you know. But we learn our lesson and we go and we figure out what to do. So. That's hopefully the kind of moral of the story here is figure out where you need to be.
Oh, I love that.
So this is called
Very
Nineveh.
Deep.
Thank you.
Bruce DeNeil.
Oh, hello. Something has gone violently out of tune in your freezing studio. There we go. Now it's back.
He's doing a Madonna Eurovision on it.
No, exactly. So I put my jersey back on after listening to you moan about the temperature in the car. This is called Nineveh now. Here I stand, alone. I've never been to Nineveh. I'll never know if I'd outgrow the masochistic streak that keeps me here. Intrigued by circumstance and diffidence, it's hard to tell just when I fell, or if I tried to hold on
those who cling to worthless idols forfeit grace that could be theirs. Just a moment of surrender will begin some small repairs and open the way to Nineveh. I was told before suggesting change is profitless, but here now, somewhere, somehow, these debts acknowledged fuel the future. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit grace that could be theirs. Just a moment of surrender will begin some small repairs and open the way to Nineveh, city of heartbreak. Nineveh, city of hope. Oh, Nineveh, sackcloth and ashes. We have been through the fire, but didn't get burned. My eyes are open, my mind is clear. Here I stand again. Now I've been to Nineveh. It's hard to tell if all is well. Begin again, begin again. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit grace that could be theirs. Just a moment of surrender will begin some small repairs. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit grace that could be theirs. Just a moment of surrender will begin some small repairs and open the way to Nineveh, city of heartbreak. Oh, Nineveh, city of hope. Oh, Nineveh, sackcloth and ashes. We have been through the fire, but we didn't get burned.
I was going to wow that as well. That really was wow.
It's a two-wow review. I'll
no,
take that.
Seriously, this is, it's mesmerizing. I could listen, Bruce, you have a voice that I could listen to all day, every day.
That's a word to your playlist compiler there.
Okay.
No, I'm just staring.
Seriously.
I'm just staring, but thank you very, very much.
Really,
that's lovely.
It's so easy on the ears, and it's just amazing.
It is, but it's more than that to me, because as you were singing, so I was doing a bit of Googling, Nineveh, okay. And you were talking about city of, what were the words?
City of heartbreak. City of hope.
It's Mosul.
Oh, wow.
Today it's Mosul. And look what they've been, and I know you meant it in the metaphorical way.
I actually didn't know. So, I mean, that's a whole new.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Very, very moving. Yeah. Very moving. Did it just come to you, or did you work hard to, panel beat that?
It varies wildly. I think this one was a bit of both. I think the concept sort of came with a bit of thought, and then once it was there, it kind of played out quite quickly. I'm going through a lovely phase at the moment where everything, happens. I'm a dad, and I've got kids and whatever, and there's bath time, and sometimes when you're at home, there's just no other time. And bath time is like 7.5 minutes, but I can get a full song written, you know. just quick, get in.
Funny how they all start with heartbreak. Okay?
Yeah.
I think about that David Blunt character.
Or, yeah.
I mean, I'm miserable, miserable, miserable. But it worked out well for him, didn't it?
Who knows? I hope it'll work out at that level for me. James, call me if you've got, yeah.
James, that is.
Call me if you've got any extra tips there. But yeah, no, I think somebody asked me about that recently. I think it's easier to write more meaningfully out of sadness. If that makes sense.
It's a bit of a
superficial thing to say, but I think, yeah, it's kind of easier to throw your feelings into it.
It makes perfect sense. Plus it's therapeutic. You need to work them out. Whereas happiness is just enjoy the feeling.
Cheerfulness is about ditties and things. Yes. And ditties are lovely, but you know, they don't really.
Yeah. It's what people used to do before Facebook.
Yeah.
Now that it's wrapped.
I mean, you were having just before I came in, I was listening and you were talking about, you never walk alone. You know, I think that's, yes, it's a football anthem, but it's also, it's out of a, you know, sad place, I suppose. It's,
yeah, absolutely.
You
know, it's
become this anthem that.
What a privilege. What an absolute, I had no idea. No idea.
Where do we find your songs or your music?
I used to put out all the CDs and everything, and I was at Hyde Park once, and Ed Jordan walked in and bought the last copy, I think, that the physical copy, which was lovely. Thanks, Ed. But it's now all over all the digital platforms.
So Spotify.
I'm on Spotify.
Awesome.
There we go. And Napster and iTunes and Deezer and wherever. Just if you just search my name, and then as I say, the new EP is called Asked and Answered. So if you search my name and Asked and Answered, it comes up all over the place.
I love this one.
Thank you very much. That's fantastic.
I really love this. Bruce Dinell. Go and Google him. Go and look for him on Spotify.
D-E-N-I-L-L. Everybody gets that wrong, don't worry. D-E-N-N-I-L-L.
Okay. D-E-N-N-I-L-L.
Thank you very much.
Dinell.
There we go.
Is that how I say it? Dinell.
It is. It's actually, 90% of Dinells in South Africa are Jewish.
Really?
We didn't know how that happened, really. Seriously? My dad's done all the genealogy and everything. It was one of those, people arriving with super long surnames and I think.
Oh, they shortened it.
Chopping them off.
No one just opened the yellow pages and we got picked. So, my father's English, mom's Dutch. I went to a Jewish funeral at West Park and went to give afterwards. And thought I would have to register and said, no, you're here. I said, it's not me, but okay. that guy can get a bonus.
Yeah. No, they just want to send you some literature.
Well,
so
he's got it though,
donations.
Because that wasn't me. So there is a Bruce Dinell on the roll there. So.
Wow. That's interesting. Oh, gosh. All right. Bruce, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me. It's really lovely to come in.